How's it going? All right, guys.
Good.
Open it up.
Feel like I should make a statement or something. Nobody's got any questions for me, man.
What's different this year? Obviously, last year, a lot of optimism last year, but this year, seems like, what's the difference to you this year?
Yeah, the optimism is always there, you know. But this year, though, it's really a clean slate, you know. All new coaches, basically, you know, a new attitude, new strength and conditioning staff. Everything is new around here, you know. So, yeah, we're very optimistic about, you know, what we have going on. You know, we're out here working hard every day, you know, just trying to get better and feel good about our progress up to this point.
Some of the teammates have mentioned throughout the camp that having guys like Jack and Ken Norton and Rod Woodson and these guys in the staff, that it means something. It's, you know, that the fact that they've played and played at a fairly high level carries with it a little more weight.
I think for any player, man, when you have a guy that played the game, he knows the scrutiny put on you as a player. He knows about the bumps and bruises that you take on a day in and day out basis. You know, he knows about being in training camp. You know, he knows about, you know, what it takes to win. You know, it brings it's validation, you know, for that guy when he played the game. And when you're a player, you know, there's almost, you know, automatically a respect, you know, that you have for a person that's been in it, you know, been in that fire, knows what it's all about. So I think the guys are responding to that. I mean, these guys really, they have a wealth of knowledge, man. And I think our teaching level this year, man, has been at an all-time high as far as guys understanding, you know, where they're supposed to be, you know, each and every play. And I think that'll go well for us.
So I've talked in the offseason about how you went through the entire offseason maybe for the first time and never missed a practice.
Yeah.
And now training camp's here and you haven't had a Veterans Day off yet. You've just gone all the way through. Do you have to psych yourself into being ready to practice every day? Are you naturally fired up to go out and practice? Or at this stage of your career, how do you approach that?
Honestly, man, practice, this training camps now to me are fairly easy. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell these guys all the time, man, when I first came in, man, the practices were a lot different.
Yeah.
You know, you put the pads on more, you know, it was more, guys had to bang a lot more, and you were putting on the pads twice a day. You know, training camps are a lot different these days. So for me, I find it hard to come out here and complain about practicing when it's not how it used to be, you know. So coaches have done a great job as far as, you know, my reps and, you know, how many I take throughout the day. And so it's for me, it's not hard to come out and practice at all.
Were you surprised you guys didn't sign a veteran cornerback? And what's been your impression of the three young guys so far?
I can't say I'm surprised. I mean, I'm not really sure what the coaches wanted to do in that regard. I don't know. But I know they were, you know, fairly confident in the guys that we had, you know, though they were young guys. And these guys are working, man. You know, you guys are out here every day and you're watching them, you know, watching them compete. And, you know, the awesome thing about them, man, is that they're soaking it all in, and you can actually see it when you go in and watch film, you know, every day, that these guys are learning and they're getting better and they're competing because they know once this season starts, man, there ain't no going back. They are what we have, and you know, we need them all to step up.
And all the years that you've played, have you ever played on a defense that can put guys the size of Williams and Justin Ellis in the middle at the same time? I mean, you guys have done it a few times out here.
Man, I love it. You know, it kind of reminds me of, you know, Grady Jackson when Grady was here. Yeah. You know, you could put him in the middle. You know, we had a guy like Darrell Russell who was an unbelievable player. You know, you could put him in the middle. And those guys, you know, when they wanted to go, man, it was special. You know, so to be able to have Ellis and those guys, man, in the front, we feel like you shouldn't be able to run the ball on us. You know, really, if you put those guys up there, man, you know, we should be a pretty stout defense. So that's what we're counting on.
What has it been like working with Nate Allen in the back? You guys probably have to have a good chemistry and working.
Yeah, pretty good, man. We're, you know, pretty interchangeable. You know, we both, you know, work both positions, strong safety and free. And we mix it up, you know, for the most part. And the great thing about us is that I think, you know, both of us are veterans in the league, and we understand the communication aspect of it. So, you know, we're constantly talking in the back end. You know, we have to get each other lined up sometimes. We might see different things, and he may yell over to me, you know, and I have to get myself lined up, or I might say something to him if he doesn't see, you know, the right formation or whatever, and we get ourselves lined up. So it's great working with a guy like him.
When you came to the Raiders and Tim Brown was here as an established veteran, also a Heisman Trophy winner, what were your impressions of him then and sort of as a teammate, as a player?
He was a pro. You know, that's what he was, man. He was a seasoned vet, like you say, by the time I came in. And, you know, he'd played the game for a while. He knew what it was about. He had already established himself as a player. He'd gone through the time period of being a young guy coming in the league to being a veteran. So he knew what it was all about, you know, to be a pro. And you know, that was him every day. You know, and you could look at, you know, Tim Brown. You walk in the locker room and you were going to get, you know, consistency with him as a person and as a player. And, you know, it's always great, you know, for a young guy to have those examples, even though you may not follow him right away. It's great to have those guys in the locker room, man, that you can look up to and see the right way, you know, to go about your business.
What's it like now being the young guys are following them?
Pressure. It's pressure, man. You know, trying to do the right things, man, trying to say the right things. You know, I do my best, but it's the same. When I came in, man, I was, you know, you could say hard-headed, and the young guys now are the same way. And, you know, for those guys, you just hope that, you know, they can understand earlier, you know, better than later, because you don't know how long you're going to be able to play this game before you ever get it, you know. So, like I say, try to do the right things, try to say the right things at these guys so that they can have a good example to follow.
The 49ers had to cut Aldon Smith today because he got in trouble again last night. Do those kind of things serve notice to young players, or are young players just don't think it's going to happen to them?
I don't think guys don't think it's going to happen to them, you know, but in this life you make mistakes, you know what I mean, and some people make more than others. And right now, in the way the NFL is, man, they're cracking down on a lot of different things. You know, some things in years past you can make it get away with and continue to play. It's just not the case anymore, you know. So, you know, when you're out and doing whatever you're doing, you got to be on your, you know, try to be on your best behavior, because they're not cutting any slack.
You messed up with Crabtree a bunch over the years. How does he look compared to maybe a few years ago when he put up those big numbers in San Francisco?
I mean, I thought he's been playing well. I mean, he's one of those crafty guys. You know, he ain't gonna be the fastest guy out there on the field, but he knows how to get open. And you know, you guys have been out here every day, and you've seen him making all kind of catches. You know, he has great hands. I mean, that's never been a question. But just knows how to get open. Knows how you know, he reads the defenses. Knows where he needs to be, and he finds himself open a lot of times.
I feel like just on offense and on defense that the talent level is significantly higher than the last 2 years?
Yeah, I think it's been great, man. I think in, you know, some key positions, you know, where we've added people, man. You know, you add talented guys, man, that can be potential game breakers for you. And that's what you need in this game. You know, you need some guys that can go out there and perhaps take the game over, you know, at any given moment. And I think we have a few guys like that.
What was it about Derek Carr last year that enabled him to come in as a rookie in kind of a delicate situation when they had another guy post to start and sort of seemingly went over the locker room, went over the team, and serve as a leader as a first-year guy?
He just came out and worked every day. And I don't think it was, you know, when he came out, there was no question he had talent. And he came out every day. He you know, picked up the offense. He knew what he was doing. And then he just started making throws. You know, he let that talent, you know, take over. And it was pretty you know, just watching it last year, I think it was pretty easy, you know, to make the decision when the time came that this guy is the guy that, you know, we're going to use, you know, going forward. Let's throw him in there and just let him go, let him fly.
People always talk about rookie quarterbacks and the improvement they show in year two as a defensive guy. Do you see that in quarterback?
Well, I expect to see that out of Derek. I think it's for any player. I think any player at any position, if you're able to come in and play your first year and you can play the entire season, I think that second year is your biggest jump, you know, as a professional athlete. And I think it's going to be the same for Derek. At least that's what we're all hoping around here. But I feel he will, man. He's a pro. He's a leader. I think the guys on the team recognize him as a leader. And you know, you go out here to practice, and he'll come over to the sideline sometimes and ask me questions about, you know, what I see. So he's hungry. You know, he's, you know, thirsty for that knowledge, and he can make all the throws. So, you know, you put all those things together, and combine that with the fact that he played in every game last year. I mean, we were looking for him to be dominant this year.
Expectations are pretty huge for Amari Cooper based on what he was drafted. What have you seen out here since camp started from him?
He's going to be pretty special. He'll be pretty special, man. He can do it all. So the sky will be the limit for that young man.
What about DJ Hayden? He's been healthy for quite some time. Mm-hmm. What have you seen out of him in terms of progress and his mentality, things like that?
The same with you know, with the rest of the guys. Every day, I think you can see improvement in the guys, and you know, they got a Hall of Famer coaching them, and you can tell that those guys are listening. And with DJ, you know, he's a couple plays, you know, a couple days ago, he was right there. You know, he's just a little bit off. And you know, I told him, I said, man, just watching him, you know, over the course of this training camp, it's getting closer and closer, and eventually those plays will become either breakups or they'll become interceptions. And we see them make a nice play yesterday on an interception, and you know, and make it a big play for our defense. So if he just keeps learning, keep grinding, and you know, the biggest thing for him will be experience. You know, once you get into the games, you know, practice is one thing, but once you get into those games and you get that game experience, we think he'll continue to grow.
Going back to Tim Brown, what made Tim special on the field? You talk about off the field. What made him special on the field?
You know, he was one of those crafty guys too. Just knew how to work your leverage, knew how to work you as a defender, and get separation. You know, they like to move him around, you know, a lot in the slot, and you know, when he came off the ball, you know, he didn't always come off, you know, fast, but he kind of put you to sleep, and then he'd take off, and he'd find himself, you know, getting where he needed to be and catching the ball and either turning it up or making a touchdown or whatever it was. But he just knew how he was crafty in that regard, that he knew how to work you, knew how to work the defense, and make a lot of catches. He made a lot of catches over his career, man. So, you know, touchdown Timmy was special, man, and big congratulations to him on making it to the Hall of Fame.
Time for one more, guys.
You've been around a lot of different strength and conditioning staffs, coaches. Is there anything that this group they just brought in, is there anything that sets them apart, in your opinion?
You know, I think they're a lot like our staff. You know, it's you know, it's all about the detail. You know, you see me wearing this this vest, so I guess they're checking to see if my heart is beating okay or beating too fast or too slow or whatever it is, you know. So there's a lot of things, you know, a lot of things that they're checking on each and every day, you know, to try to, you know, bring it all together. It's not just about going in the weight room and, you know, lifting weights and seeing how much you can lift and that sort of thing. You know, maybe one day, you know, you're not feeling up to lifting the heavy weights, they'll back off you and that'll be it. And then they'll, you know, go from there and see what they need to do. So they pay attention to detail, man, and I think their program is pretty outstanding.